I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, as the song says, there's no place like home for the holidays. The familiar music and lyrics create a nostalgic feeling that makes us all want to enjoy Christmas surrounded by our family and friends. Unfortunately, the holidays are not so festive for homeless pets waiting in shelters, hoping against hope that a caring owner might adopt them and take them home and love them. And isn't that what we all want? Someone who will care for us and a safe, comfortable place to call home. Many of us know just how lonely it can feel when you're away from family and friends during the holidays, but it's difficult to imagine a more lonely place to be on Christmas than in a cage at an animal shelter. It's not that the shelter staff and volunteers don't care, but they have a lot of animals to feed and take care of, and they have homes and families of their own. If you have room in your heart and in your life for a new pet, this Christmas would be a great time to adopt one. Today in the Tuscaloosa area, Metro Animal Shelter will be hosting its annual Home for the Holidays open house and adoption event from noon until 4 p.m. There will be refreshments, face painting for the kids, and much more. Plus, adoption fees have been lowered to make it easier for you to take your new pet home with you. Outside the Tuscaloosa area, many shelters and rescue groups are just as eager to place their animals in loving homes. So today, as you get ready for the holiday, consider visiting your local animal shelter or rescue group. Your new best friend may be there just waiting for you to walk through the door. And remember, if you're in the Tuscaloosa area today, visit Metro Animal Shelter at 3140 35th Street between noon and 4 p.m. for a holiday celebration and a great deal on a Christmas dog or cat. The song is right. There is no place like home for the holidays. And think about this. You can take a new companion home for the holidays, knowing that neither of you will have to spend Christmas alone for years to come when you're speaking of pets.